Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Steph.
I'm Rimzy.
And I'm Natu.
Natu, say it now.
And this is the Men's Truth Podcast.
This I think really this is the way to do it. Podcast. You know, let everybody say it.
Yeah.
I think that's far more efficient. But today, we wanted to talk about something that, I mean, previously, it has been suggested or recommended, but we just never felt like we needed to talk about it because it's not in our realm of experience. But I think we're seeing more and more examples of it, or should probably we just noticing it more, right? Based on the fact that the podcast seeks to help men in their development and to help women understand men. But not to tell the people we're talking about.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking about simp. No, I'm sure. Most of you have simps in your life. Some of you, the fortunate few of you. But, you know, for the people who don't...
Instead of fortunate.
Listen, there are a lot of benefits to having a simp in your life, apparently. But for the uncultured among us who don't know what a simp or who a simp is, it's basically, and for the purposes of this discussion, we'll be limiting, you know, this to... males, but a simp, and this is how you identify them, you know, they're always doing the most for a female that doesn't like them, you know, the where my hug that niggas, they're always trying to impress females, they put females before themselves, they will always defend females, and listen, rightly or wrongly, they do. And this is a very important marker, they have no game when coming on to females. So they basically just try to impress by doing everything for them.
So and these guys, basically.
Yeah. And these guys they let females walk over them and yeah, they constantly get curved, but they seem incapable of recognizing when that is happening. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, a simp, which we know nothing about.
I think at this point, I just want to play a little clip from a video we saw, and then we're gonna get back to a more wholesome discussion about simping or this kind of perspective that quite a few women have. So let's have a listen.
Hi guys, just a daily reminder that I ain't never seen a man that I fucking need, bitch. You're all replaceable, don't ever get too comfortable, and don't ever think otherwise. You're a guest in this household, and you can be kicked out just as quickly as you were welcomed in.
All right, bros. So, PSA. Rimzy, did you know that you were replaceable? And that you were a guest in a woman's house?
Well, yeah, everybody's replaceable. I'm replaceable, she's replaceable, the furniture is replaceable, shit, the whole house is replaceable. So, I mean, yeah. I'm a practical person, you know, at the end of the day, if I die, God forbid, she's going to replace me. If she dies, I'm going to replace her. So, yeah. But the context of the video,
yeah,
very disrespectful though.
Yeah, I think because I agree that yes, everybody is replaceable, right? I don't think that everyone is so special that they are firmly planted in anybody's life, meaning someone can choose to make you a fixture, right? But don't you ever think like without you the person isn't going to have a life, right? I don't think, but I think the difference with this video, it was meant to demean or to put down, right? There's a difference between stating something as fact or stating something with the intent to hurt. No, I'm not hurt by it, but I know there's a group of men or a type of man who will be offended by it. And that's the kind of man that we're trying, that oftentimes fall victim to trying to please the woman at all costs, knowing that the woman has this sentiment. So it becomes basically, he basically becomes a sadist. Because you know the woman not like you. You know the woman just accept you because or whatever. But you still choose to give your best and give your all. Natu, do you think that is a sickness?
I think it's a condition that warrants attention. if I may put it that way. Because, you know, it's important to recognize when you are in a parasitic situation as opposed to when you are in a situation that's mutually beneficial. And for every relationship that you find a man who is excessively bent on pleasing a woman, even to his detriment, that relationship is often a parasitic one in which the man, you know, for one, she tends to lose respect for him. And she doesn't necessarily recognize him outside of when she might have a particular need. And oftentimes it's not the good need. It's not the, oh yeah, she probably wants to have sex, so she's going to call you. Simps, I'm told, rarely get any invitation to the horny part, you know? So it's really a condition, and we see it a lot. We see it a lot in men who they pander a lot to women. You know, they get riled up when you you know, leave any kind of objective criticism towards women. So it's really something like it. It's really a condition, I'd say. Perhaps not an official one, but
Give us some examples, like, because we were talking about it earlier, you know. I don't think in the Jamaican culture, the Caribbean culture, we define it as simps. But if one had to identify a few examples, so the person listening to this, they can self-diagnose. What are some examples?
You see, I'm out of touch, you know, because this is fairly new to me and to us. So it's really an interesting question, you know, in the Jamaican context or in the Caribbean context for that matter, defining certain characteristics of a simp. But if, you know, you find that she only comes around when she needs something from you and you get nothing in return, you get the side hug then after you've gone above and beyond for her, and you would do it again, and if somebody points it out to you, you get offended by it. I feel like that you're in the simp zone. You might not be a simp, but you're dancing your way into that zone.
You're dancing your way to the simp zone.
you know, I want to tell you something. I feel like one of the main reasons, I feel like lack of self-respect, lack of self-esteem, low self-esteem, lack of self-confidence, less value for yourself, all of these things fall into a reason why a man becomes one of those men, as you describe them, Sim. Especially when it's towards a very attractive woman. The male tends, or that specific man tends to probably feel like he's not good enough, or he couldn't get her on his own. So he tries to overcompensate. You understand? And it's sad. It's sad because you see these men, and what they should be doing is the complete opposite, which probably would be attracting this woman either way. You understand? And I hate to see it. I hate to see it. And apart from that, I feel like we live in a society where it has placed men and women against each other. It's like we're competing instead of we're adding value and being partners to each other. It's like one is superior and one is not. And in the simp, in the simp's way of thinking, it's like this woman is superior to me. And I feel like it just sick my stomach.
So I wouldn't say, you know, Rimzy, because to say that it puts us, you know, against each other, I believe would be to imply in a lot of these situations that there is resistance to that kind of exchange. In other words, and since we're talking about males specifically, the men who are simp, the women who are often beneficiaries of that kind of behavior, they seldom call out those men at it because, you know, they are getting something. They are getting value, you know, selectively from that arrangement. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's pitting anybody against each other. If anything, it's pitting those peers, a woman and her simp, against men who cannot stomach simpdom. So,
I feel things. I think deep down, selfishly, the ego is always going to want to be the one that is receiving all the good things from another person or another source, right? But that's not what a relationship should be, right? And I think that's where the issue is, and Rimzy touched on some of these things, that the self-degrading and all of these things, because you have seen this person. The problem is that you have put this woman on a pedestal. Pedestal implies that you put this woman above your self-worth and above yourself, right? And you start handing things up. You start giving to her, serving her, worshiping her, and nothing is coming down. Nothing is coming to you in return. So that's a significant element of symptom. So even before you start dating, you are the one who is always checking on her, chasing her, making her feel good, and it never happens in return. You know, so you message 5 minutes after you respond in seconds after she messaged you. And when you message, she messaged you after 3 days, right? So you left questioning what's going on, all of these things, and the person just comes back and say, "Hey," right? And then you act like everything is okay, that you're not affected, right? That is, and then start to shower praises and make her feel good. That's a significant part of symptom. And I think the other problem is, there is a particular brand, a social media brand of what an ideal relationship is, that equates to a simp and his savior, right? And we look at it as relationship goals. So the man is doing everything for the woman and nothing ever happens on the other side. And we say, yes, that is a good man. A man who is willing to give his woman everything without getting anything in return. That's the type of woman that social media often, that's the type of man that social media oftentimes celebrates. And for the man who stands up and defends himself and says, these are the things that I want and these are the things that I won't tolerate, then you are viewed as the asshole, as the bad guy. But you are also the one that becomes more attractive than the simp. It's an ironic thing.
I feel like, tell me, Hula, do you see like parallels between this and you know, like for instance, Stockholm syndrome, where you because you really aren't getting anything from that as a man, you know, you're not getting anything of value from those kind of relationships, yet you would defend a person who constantly, you know, puts you in that situation.
You know, but you see, it's because, you know, a major part of masculinity is getting the woman. So the, again, the woman is the prize. The woman is the thing on the prize.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens is some men have the, if I were to use the argument of hunting or fishing, some men have the tools, right? Some men have the tools to capture the prey. Good.
Right.
Some other men have to become the bait. And it's both metaphoric in the Jamaican context and in the context of fishing. So some men can actually catch the prey, and some men have to become the actual bait to capture the prey. But in their mind, by any means necessary. So if it means degrading yourself, putting yourself down to make the woman feel better, to somehow say to the woman, pick me, choose me out of the lineup. Yeah. A lot of men are going to do it because they feel like their masculinity is based on acquiring the woman by any means necessary.
Yeah, and especially with some of the values we prioritize, because, you know, Rimzi alluded to it earlier, you know, when these women are quote-unquote extremely attractive, men feel like there ought to be no limit to the thing that they do to get that woman's attention or to even keep that woman's attention. So even if you are a man who is, you know, you typically have respect for yourself, you typically know how to set boundaries, you meet a woman and you feel like, yo, like, I will compromise everything for you. And oftentimes
only based on looks. We don't know anything else. You say, looks. Yeah man, that woman they're hot man. You know?
Yeah.
So we compromise like, all the standards.
Yeah, and that's it. And so, you know, on a much deeper level, like men who are prone to such behaviors tend not to consider, you know, the real value to a person. You know, as I say, is the cliche, beauty is only skin deep. And so men who are obsessed with a woman's appearance, not that it doesn't matter, but I say obsessed for a reason. It's those men who you find often just go overboard, like do the most, bro. Like just forget one woman to see them.
Yeah, because it says something about how they feel about themselves, you know, right?
Yeah.
This woman has embodied all of the things that you don't have. You don't believe you are attractive enough. So I don't know if it's evolution that, you know, we want to save the gene pool, the bloodline. And in order to save the gene pool and the bloodline, you want to procreate this woman who you feel like is more attractive. So your seed, your next generation, has a greater chance of proving or getting the mate they want, which is and so we just feel like we need to sacrifice everything else in our lives in order to get to this point. Is that healthy? Hell no. Is it common? Extremely.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking about, no? Back in the day, and even more recently, when you talk about, you know, them always say, like, ugly man always get a pretty woman in them. And now that I'm thinking about that dynamic, you know, it doesn't appear to me that came about as a result of these men simping for those women. Because a lot of times what you find is that men who are, you know, quote-unquote ugly, their confidence is pretty high. They tend to feel like, they listen, what they're not having a looks, they make a finer confidence. And so...
money.
And even cases where money is not a factor. Like, I've seen some brother where I say, yo, you know, you're ugly, but yeah, like you think, oh, God. But because I've seen it, and I've seen these men.
Flourish. Old dad, boy.
Listen, the children are real talk.
But I've seen these men flourish, and when and what you find as well is that when they have these relationships, Yes, you like, how do you keep this woman? And you find that the women are actually invested in the relationship. So that says to me that men who we would classify truly as simps, there really is a confidence problem there. There really is an absence of confidence. And so that, crucial foundation, when it's not there, everything else slips away. Your idea of self-worth, your idea of what a healthy boundary is, your concept of what a mutually beneficial relationship is, all of those things tend to just wash away when I'm pretty woman tell you hi.
I think, how do we get men to get to the point where they say, listen, some women might think that you are replaceable and that's okay, but you are also valuable. How do we reclaim some of that power to say, listen?
It starts with yourself, yo. It starts with men and we as men building up our brothers. And we have to come to a point where we start value ourselves. I'm not saying that as a man, you shouldn't treat your woman a certain way and, give her whatever. Cause
absolutely, we're not saying that. I
spoil my woman. Like, make sure I say my woman have it. You understand? But at the end of the day, I know that I carry myself and I know the type of value and what I bring to that relationship. And she has to appreciate that as well. You understand? And vice versa. And I think that us men, when going into anything, we should start commanding that and letting ourselves be heard. This is what I want. We've always been told what a woman wants and whatever. You really hear what the blasted man wants.
Yes, in real terms, not just sex. Yeah. Not just sex.
Yeah, not just sex. Yeah. It should be a balance and it has to start with the men building themselves up back and building confidence within themselves and knowing that, listen, not because you look good and all of that, may I go bend on my knees and behave like me now in a sense and give up my whole country and
but you know,
anywho, but
Jesus, I'm been a lawyer, brother, alone, man.
You understand what I'm gonna say? Like, yo, grow some balls, respect yourself. And look in a mirror and build yourself confidence and know when you go out there, you're a prize to any woman, no matter how how good she look.
Preach, bro.
But you know
you're
something.
You're ugly, you're cute, you're mager, you're slim.
You have value, bro. You have value.
Yeah, you have value. When you step to a woman, she must know that, listen, me nah go one of them guy there.
Yeah.
And if you feel me one of them guy there, I can step as fast as you can step.
Simple.
To.
Simple.
But two things. I feel like it's important, we acknowledge our value, yes, but I feel like we also have to have a conversation about, the things that women tend to value in men. Because most women often see men as you provide money and dick. Our values are pretty much, reserved often to you Candy provide fan. Dick and you provide money.
Dick and dollars.
But also, to dick and dollars, right. Yeah, put that on a t-shirt. But yeah, but also another thing, to the initial point you made, Steph, about, if a woman tells a man that he's replaceable in a relationship, I feel like there also has to be a discussion about your value in a relationship not being tied to whether or not, you can keep the relationship going. In other words, you know how some people ascribe value to a relationship based on the amount of years without accounting for whether or not those were quality years. So I feel like we have to have a conversation about men and their value, outside of, the typical expectations outside of whether or not you are able to provide money, yeah. outside of whether or not you are able to provide good dick,
yeah.
or a dick for that matter. Yeah.
And so, I think that that comes from not cutting yourself off from your community, you know, community of brothers, a community of men, because oftentimes we would play that performative role, the same things that the woman expects, because we are not, we don't feel comfortable in certain circles to say that I want more, because you don't want people to question, like, so you don't just want pussy, like, that's like why, right, you want, right. you know. But to have some circles, we've had those discussions to say, listen, I am more than that, and I want more than that, and sometimes we have to embolden each other to say, no, say, all right. Yeah. You're right. That's all it takes, you know.
Yeah.
It takes a group of men just to say what we wanted to say, and say, you know what? You're right. I don't think men are tigers. Men are wolves. We are pack animals. We learn from each other.
Yeah.
We learn from each other, and I'll leave it at that. So you might not feel like you have a spine. Go back and listen to the episode when we talk about growing a spine. But understand that you feeling good about yourself is primarily for yourself. You looking in the mirror, right. whether the world or whatever say you're cute, that doesn't matter. What matters is you feeling good about yourself when you wake up in the morning. And if it is that you do want to find a suitable partner, confidence is a significant element mm-hmm. of it. So you not exuding confidence is not going to help you in your search for a partner. So don't simp your way into a relationship.
No. And I'll add to that, you know, put some premium on yourself. Put some premium on your voice. Because, you know, I hear you, Step, and I think about men who build themselves up, you know, in private. You know, you give yourself that confidence. You tell yourself that, oh, yo, you know, so that, yeah, shit. But when you go out in public, you find that there are the standards that you measure yourself by. That's not what you are being measured by when mm-hmm. you go there, when women are looking at you. And so, you know, it's a confusing place to be. And that's why I say put some premium on your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let it be that in your mind, somebody else's opinion carries more weight than your opinion of yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You, that inner voice needs to be cheering you on, not putting you down, right?
Yeah.
And so if that inner voice is telling you you're not good enough, starting with yourself or for somebody else, and you still do things to prop that individual up, that is not healthy, and it might not happen overnight. But don't separate yourself from community. Do some things that, as I said, Natu, every time you step out, the standards and these competing things. So you understand that you have to recalibrate. I started doing affirmations every morning as soon as I wake up, just because you want to start the day off with the right type of energy, and hopefully it gets you through the day. But reclaiming some of the things that the people in our lives have ownership of, although it's us, we, right? And not mm-hmm. buying into these kind of negative sentiments that all your worth is defined by the woman and she can put you out. And mm-hmm. all of these things are things that train men to become the exact same thing that those same women don't want. Because you are telling the man that this is his worth. And when he creates an aura personality about himself based on this, then you chastise him for not giving more
yep.
when you decide that you want more. It's a slippery slope, which is why I feel like men, decide and define yourselves for yourselves primarily. Everything else is a plus. So for all my Simpsons out there, please, whether you're Homer or Bart or whosoever, please know that there is life beyond that yellow dome, and you can become anybody you want to become.
and if you want to stay there, you're there on your own.
Yeah, if you want to stay there, said, listen, it's about personal agency. You know, if simping makes you feel good, fine. And for those of you who, some people, I hate the either or, because some people are going to automatically equate us saying don't be a simp to being a misogynist or somebody that brings down women. It's not that. What we are saying...
Anytime a man open their mouth and it sound a way to a woman, that's automatically again.
You can't have any strong views.
Them probably...
Yeah.
You can't say that a woman has her own way all the time or should have her own way.
Yeah, man.
No, something
wrong. Yeah,
that all of us are all misogynists right now upon this podcast.
Yeah. We had the discussion, you know, and I don't feel like we need to qualify it. You take from this what you will. Two things can be true at the same time. So when we are saying men don't be simps, whatever you interpret that to mean, that's on you. But yeah, we are telling brother them say, oh.
Yeah.
Take care of a woman, but know your value.
And I'll switch it around. Know your value first. Then you can take care of your woman.
All right. Dicks and dollars, gang.
You know?
Dicks and dollars, gang,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, dicks and dollars. What my guy, Kevin Samuels, would be the guy that she wants to cheat with. And it might sound that way, but it's the truth, because the guy that she oftentimes want to cheat with is the guy who is the alpha, is the guy that lights that spark in her. You know, we're not saying mash up nobody related. You know, I'm not qualifying nothing anymore. Thank you, Natu. Take from it what you want. And on that note,
drop it.
Simpsons out there, wish you all the best. You know, we took a journey into the other side, because, you know, as I said, we don't dwell on that side, but we understand that a lot of people are struggling with this condition, and we are saying liberate yourself, listen to the episode, liberate yourself, reach out, find out more about how not to be a simp. Tune in next time for the next episode.
Legendary.